Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
My guest today in the studio in the run-up to the election 2011 is one of the island's most experienced politicians, 56 years old, I think. Right? 57, my apologies. David Cretney has represented South Douglas since entering the Keys in 1985, a shop manager before being elected, still a shop owner, locally educated. Since 1996, he's been a minister, tourism, trade, industry, community, culture and leisure now. He's been chair of the post office. Good morning, Mr. Cretney.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. In an interview yesterday on this programme, you said, "This is the most difficult time I've experienced." Have you been tempted ever to call it a day?
No, I'm not a quitter. What I'd clarify that by saying is that it's not only the most difficult time for me, but I think for politicians globally and for the business sector, we're in unprecedented times financially. And I think we all need to realise it's a very competitive world out there. And in terms of the Isle of Man, which is what I'm interested in, the next 5 years will be vital in terms of making sure the economy continues to progress. And as a result, we have the taxes to provide the employment and services which our people demand.
But personally, though, as a Labour member and talking about the five workers you had to show the door, did that make you feel uncomfortable having to make that decision?
Of course it did, but government needs to be much more efficient than it presently is. I think over the years we've become a little bit complacent, and what we need to do now is sharpen our act. We need to have a can-do mentality in terms of taking the island forward. We've made a lot of progress over the last number of years.
But the unionists seem to be targeting you personally at the moment. They run that advert in the paper about you.
Well, that's a matter for the union, and what I would say is that I trust my electorate who know me and know that I'm honest and trustworthy, and I hope that they'll continue to support me at the election.
When you were elected back in the 80s, you were a carefree backbencher. How's the job changed?
Absolutely. The easiest thing going is to shout from the sidelines or to put questions in every week. The difficult thing is to take on the challenge of responsibility. And I've done that. I've done that for the last, since 1996, as you said. And that has been, you know, there are ups and downs.
It does mean you're less available to your constituents, so some might take against that. What is the division between your ministerial work and your constituency work?
Well, first of all, I've always made it clear to my constituents, and they've supported me, I think, in this, that I will do whatever I can. I'm a team player, and I'll work with whoever I need to take the island forward. In terms of my constituency responsibilities, they know that I'm available 24 hours a day.
They get
a hold of me when they want to.
You're a minister. Should you be? You're famously available. Should you be that available, or should there be a little distance between you and the public?
No. The moment I become distant from the people I've had the honour to represent, I would not have the same interest. I enjoy going around, meeting people, trying to help them with their everyday problems as much as I enjoy, on the majority of the time, the ministerial
role. But does it mean that you're not available to meet the ambassador from Brunei when you're looking at someone's squeaky gate?
No. What it means is that, unfortunately, parts of my life, and in particular your private life, take second place. You know, when I was Minister for Tourism for 10 years, I always made myself available to welcome people or to present prizes or to do whatever was required in that role. And as a result, I didn't have a holiday during the summer period for all those years. But that's what you take on when you take on the responsibility for being a member of the House of Keys, and in particular a minister.
South Douglas, a lot of people live in South Douglas. What are the issues? I'd imagine housing.
Housing continues to be a big issue.
Well, should it be available? Housing available to everyone?
Well, what I would like to say is that the progress that's been made, for example, in the Pull Rose redevelopment, which has made that the estate on the island, in my opinion, whereas people used to have to sleep in their front rooms because they couldn't go in their bedrooms because it was so cold. I'm delighted to have played a part in that, and we need to continue to do work on that area. And also, one of the key issues for my constituents remains education, opportunities for employment, and I'm very keen that we should continue to support our students in university and young people in apprentices, if that's what they wish to do. They're both equally valid.
How closely do you work with your colleague in South Douglas?
Bill and I have a very good working relationship. We cover separate areas. Bill has taken on responsibility. He was elected as a Liberal Vanden candidate. He's now chosen to do what I've done and the Manx Labour Party has done since the development of the ministerial system, which is to work as part of the team. The electorate need to make their decision, and they have, in my case, in the past, supported me in doing that.
David Cretney, thank you very much for
joining
us this morning. David Cretney, prospective candidate for South Douglas. You're listening to Mandate. It's exactly 8 o'clock.